I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In today's broadcast, we're taking a look at a groundbreaking gathering in the Middle East and how ministries are getting creative in making Jesus' name known. From a call to prayer to boots on the ground, there are so many ways to find a place that resonates in these stories. We'll get started with what's going on in the Arabian Peninsula, where a breakthrough meeting came and went with hardly any notice. But here was what was significant. A delegation from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom met for the first time ever with Saudi Arabia's so-called religious police. In a country known for its persecution of Christians, this was a huge step. Pierre Hosni of Horizons International says it means things are changing.
We have been seeing a lot of Saudis that are committing their lives to the Lord in recent years, and just a high number of them are really open to the gospel to a degree that they don't even seem like Saudis. But they are definitely indicators of their country and the way that their country is going. So it's a very, very exciting time for the gospel in Saudi Arabia.
The Crown Prince is openly pushing for reform, which includes having the religious police reassess their methods. To that, Hosni says,
it's becoming more and more common to hear things like this. It is undeniable that there is a systematic effort to liberalize Saudi Arabia and open it up to the rest of the world.
While this is good news, Saudi Arabia is still far from friendly to those who follow Christ.
There's still a lot of radicalism in Saudi Arabia. Many of the believers, they have been disowned by their families. We can just pray that the thirst for the gospel would continue to grow in Saudi Arabia.
Next, FMI partners in all three countries where they work, Indonesia, Pakistan, and Bangladesh, are out of Bibles. However, FMI's Bruce Allen says this is actually a good problem to have.
Our partners are doing a great job in both evangelism and discipleship. The Bibles are used in both of those aspects. And the fact that they have run out of all their inventory just means they're doing their job.
Allen says he often encounters American Christians who on average own about 9 Bibles, including their phone app. But overseas, it's often 1 Bible for 9 people. Despite the stretch, these shared Bibles are having a big impact.
One of the last Bibles that Pastor Adam distributed in Pakistan went to a man named Sadakat, and he took that Bible back to his home, and 8 other people since then, this has just happened very recently, have also received Christ as their Savior. They've placed their faith in Jesus Christ. So 8 people are sharing this one Bible, reading it voraciously, eating it up.
The cost to provide a Bible for FMI's partners is about the same as a pumpkin spice latte. Would you consider giving to provide a Bible in either Indonesia, Pakistan, or Bangladesh? We've got more details on where to give, plus ways you can be praying in just a moment. And Tent Schools International is building a new type of tent, a prayer tent. Tent School's Dale Dielman says that the prayer tent is a virtual page where listeners and refugees alike can share their prayer requests.
We want to initiate this opportunity for people who are either working with us in a different country, who want to send in prayer requests about their particular school or their situation or their family, as well as people who are supporting our ministry, encouraging them to also send in prayer requests, but also opportunities for people to intercede, to pray for others.
So while the prayer tent is virtual, people from all over the world can act as a global community, and listeners like you can pray for people's everyday needs or for refugee children. Whoever you wind up praying for, Dielman says it's making a difference.
We receive reports from the schools, or we receive reports from people who have been supporting us, saying, you know, how grateful they were just to be part of this, and also from teachers who have seen some remarkable turnarounds with the students or refugee families, people they've been able to reach out to. And so there is evidence of results.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.